This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Israel carried out airstrikes overnight in the Gaza Strip, including one early Thursday, the Israeli military said, killed the head of Islamic Jihad's rocket squad. The strike came amid a multi-day burst of violence with Israeli raids in the West Bank and cross-border rocket fire from Palestinian militants. The violence has left at least 23 Palestinians dead since Tuesday, including three senior Islamic Jihad commanders and 10 civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a television address late Wednesday that no Israelis had been injured. United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk urged countries with influence in Africa to encourage Sudan's warring sides to end the fighting that began last month. Fighting in Sudan's capital worsened Wednesday with witnesses reporting airstrikes, rocket-propelled grenades, and gunfire in several neighborhoods. The eruption of violence has left hundreds of people dead and driven hundreds of thousands more from their homes. Former U.S. President Donald Trump appeared in a live CNN town hall one day after a New York jury found him liable for sexually abusing a woman nearly 30 years ago. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Jurors awarded columnist E. Jean Carroll $5 million in damages, and while they rejected her claim of rape, they found Trump responsible of sexual assault and defamation. Asked about the case, Trump claimed his poll numbers had gone up and repeated his statements that he didn't know and had never met Carroll, though at least one photograph has surfaced of them together. He dismissed a question about whether it would affect his standing with female voters, instead launching into a recounting of Carroll's claims in a mocking voice, disparaging her as a whack job. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on this story or any of those we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Despite the sound of explosions thundering in Ukraine's southeastern Zaporizhia region, agriculture machines keep driving towards the fields belonging to farmers. Wearing a flak jacket, one farmer told Reuters, despite how scary it is, people will keep working because we need means to live. The farmer said he's struggling to sell his goods. A UN brokered deal allowing the safe export of grain from three Ukrainian Black Sea ports that had been blocked after the invasion will expire on May 18th. Ukraine, Russia, UN, and Turkey hold talks in Istanbul on Thursday to extend it beyond that date. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Thursday said he was sad that Muharrem İnce, a candidate in the upcoming presidential race, had withdrawn from the election. İnce was one of four contenders running for president in the May 14th election. He's the leader of the center-left Homeland Party. İnce had come under intense criticism for splintering the votes of the six-party Nation Alliance, which has united behind the candidacy of main opposition party leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. A new report says a record number of people in the world have been internally displaced by conflict or natural disasters. The AP's Donna Warder reports.
The Norwegian Refugee Council's Internal Displacement Monitoring Center says the war in Ukraine helped push the global total of people internally displaced throughout the world last year to a record 71.1 million people. The report says that by the end of 2022, 5.9 million more people had been forced to relocate inside Ukraine because of Russia's invasion. In Syria in 2022, 6.8 million more people were displaced by conflict after more than a decade of civil war. The number of people displaced inside their country because of disasters such as floods and famine reached an additional 8.7 million. I'm Donna Warder.
The World Health Organization says viral hepatitis, a potentially life-threatening infection that kills more than a million people, has health agencies warning the disease is largely neglected and underfunded. Here's Lisa Shine from VOA.
Blood, open sores, or body fluids from a person infected with the disease. However, the main mode of transmission is from mother to child during birth and delivery. WHO reports around 70% of hepatitis B infections worldwide occur in Africa, and 70% of those infected with the disease are children younger than five. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And from Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.